the heart of the bill, what I'm trying to get at is prepare students to function in a world that's not like it was 20 years ago. I mean, you used to turn the news on and you'd have, who as an 8 or 9 year old would watch the news, right? That's just not something you did. You're filtered through your parents and you may pick up a newspaper or look at the news occasionally, but now kids are immersed in news, and I'm kind of using air quotes around that because there's so many, let's say media, there's so many sources, there's so much information constantly bombarding kids. They spend so much time on social media and on the their computers that they're exposed to sources of information in a way that it's never been like this before. And so this bill is simply trying to incorporate some education around that in the schools. So we're taking a really slow and respectful approach, not trying to pile on to educators who have a lot to deal with, obviously, and little resources. So the first year is sort of a modest approach, creating a committee of educators and of media professionals, librarians, parents thrown in from, you know, pretty diverse committee to evaluate what kind of tools are out there, what kind of resources, what the landscape's like, and make recommendations. And then hopefully we can act on some of those next year with some additional legislation.
So where would funding for this initiative come from? I mean, would it fall to the school districts or is it money coming from the state?
Well, that's why it's such a modest approach, because, you know, we have to be sensitive to there's not a lot of funding options right now for public education. It's very pinched, as I'm sure you and your listeners know. So there's very modest funding attached to this, like maybe around $20,000 for per diem and just travel expenses and the cost of assembling a committee. So, and then they would have to draft a report, but it's very, very small, almost insignificant fiscal impact. And then if we continue on with another bill next year, we would simply provide the tools and resources and have them woven into the standards a little bit more. So I would still anticipate a pretty small fiscal impact.
It seems that media literacy is something that could very easily be incorporated into subjects that are already being taught at schools, like civics or even English, language arts, subjects that are already there.
Absolutely. That's what I would hope for, is that we've kind of targeted reading, writing and civics as likely spots to weave in media literacy curriculum.
What are you hearing from your colleagues at the State House from both parties?
For the most part, I've been getting really positive feedback and some great support. I think people understand that this is the time, that there's all kinds of let's put it this way. If kids and young people don't have good information, it's hard to make good decisions. So I consider this to be really fundamental to democracy. And that's the feedback I've been getting as well. For the most part, I've been receiving some pretty good support.
And so has there been any opposition to this?
Well, honestly, the media literacy bill was a little bit more. I said I've been getting a lot of positive support, and I really have for the most part. But a few of my Republican colleagues were concerned about the makeup of the committee, and I think we're concerned that we are putting journalists in charge of discussing journalism curriculum. But to me, that just seems like a really important approach, to call on the experts, to draw on the experts to help determine what is legitimate and how to find accurate sources and that kind of thing.